Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Making Hestory. My name is Brian.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the Hesses. We're glad to be back.
We are.
We're feeling better still.
Yes. Yeah. I feel pretty good to go. I still get tired faster than normal, but sure. Overall. But yeah. You've got that cough still.
I have a cough that lingers, which is kind of my MO.
It's kind of your thing.
When I get a cough, it hangs around.
Just really usually. Likes to chill in your lungs for a bit.
Yeah. I've had coughs for like 3 months.
Yeah. Like way longer than coughs need to be around.
Yeah. It's not normal.
No.
And so usually I have to get some kind of medication involved.
Mm-hmm. Which is a bummer.
That is a
bummer. We're not really like medication people.
No. We stress a lot of our friends out.
Yeah.
By how little we take medicine.
Like just take something.
Yeah.
Like,
we
no.
don't. Really go to the doctor unless it's an emergency.
Right. Yeah. I think I get kind of stubborn about it too.
Yeah.
With medication, especially or like pain relievers and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
Yep.
I'll push through it.
Yep. So yeah, I'm feeling mostly better now.
Yeah.
Just coughing.
Mm-hmm.
My voice isn't fully back yet.
Right. But you're not like as exhausted as you were.
No.
You're so tired.
My energy levels. Feels about normal.
Mm-hmm. Made it back to the gym today.
Back to the gym.
Did it.
Woo. They almost didn't let me in.
Right. That's right. You canceled in 2017.
I scanned in and somebody, and I walk over to the locker and I'm putting my jacket in there. And somebody who works there walks up and he's like, hey, so when you scanned in, it showed up on our system that you canceled your membership in 2017. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
Like, I've not even been here since 2017.
No. And so I was like, I'm happy to walk back up with you and we can figure this out. And so I scanned it again. He was like, oh, he's like, no, good to go.
So it's weird.
Problem on our side.
I wonder what in the world, who they thought you were.
Yeah.
Like, definitely wasn't you.
I don't know.
Oh.
You were going to say something.
Oh, yes. We have done well with continuing to wake up in the mornings.
Yeah.
And read.
Yeah. I think considering that I still like wasn't just where my energy level was.
Yeah.
I think we've done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I have surprisingly gotten up way more than you have.
You have.
So I take pride in that because usually it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm like, I'm getting up with the baby. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
So,
but he's been doing great at night.
He has been a champ, mm-hmm. in which I am so thankful for.
Yep.
Oof. I love when the baby starts sleeping through the night. Yeah. I don't mind getting up, honestly, like, mm-hmm. especially with him, I think in the mindset that like this could potentially be our last baby.
Yeah.
I've had like, I don't know, more moments of like, remember to cherish these times, mm-hmm. and like really soak in the moments, even the non-glamorous waking up in the middle of the night, stumbling around moments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been, you know, I have found more sweetness in the waking up in the middle of the night, but I've also found a lot of sweetness in sleeping through the night.
Definitely.
So thank you, Oliver.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep.
So what else happened this week? We got a membership to the aquarium.
We did. Yep. Which, that was Christmas from your parents.
Yep. And we've had an aquarium pass before, but it's probably been 2 years.
Yeah.
At least.
I think so. Right. Because Izzy didn't really remember.
She didn't
it.
Have
I think
any
she was.
Memory.
I think she was still like a baby. So it might have been 3 years.
Maybe
actually.
3 years. And Nora, like, remembered it, but not really. She remembered that we had gone.
Right. Yeah. She remembered the room that she used to be scared of.
Yes.
The big shark tank room.
Yes. The shark tank room.
Did not enjoy the sharks.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even
like
go
that.
In.
Right.
To that room. We had it.
Which
so
is
it
a
like,
bummer.
Well, why are we even coming here?
Yeah. Because like I'm at the aquarium. I want to see some sharks.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's like the coolest room because it's huge.
Yeah.
And there's so much in the big tank.
Yeah. And speaking of the big tank, go ahead and share our fun little excursion.
Yeah. So we were walking into the big tank room and, you know, the girls were super excited, especially Izzy. She just gets so like animated about things. And yeah. so we were getting excited with her. And then.
And we were also like some of the only people there.
That's true. Not very crowded like during this time. Middle of the day. Yeah.
So there were not a lot of people there.
Right. So at that time, we were the only people walking through. Mm-hmm. And a guy who worked there stops us and is like, hey, you guys enjoying your visit so far? And we're like, yeah, this is awesome. You know, we love it. It's been a long time. And he was like, well, I'm about to go back to I don't even know what he said, but yeah. he was like, do you want to get like a little behind the scenes look? And we were like, yes, absolutely. And so he takes us up the elevator back to like staff only area. And we got to look in like the top of the gigantic tank mm-hmm. where they like feed the fish. And he showed us where they have like this like algae growing system mm-hmm. of, I don't know why I started talking about that because I don't know how to explain it, but it was cool getting to see
cool like
how
stuff.
It works. Yeah. Lots yeah. of cool marine life.
Yeah.
Things.
Marine biology stuff.
Yeah. And it was like perfect timing because we ended up getting to see the giant sea turtle.
Mm-hmm.
He came up like right at the top of the water. Yeah. And it was just floating right next to where we were standing. We were like, whoa, this is so cool. Stewie was his
the turtle.
Name.
Yeah. Yep. Massive.
So big. And I asked how old he was because now I'm always curious.
Yeah.
After Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Like what age the sea turtles are. And he said probably between like 50 and 75. So
yeah.
Still young. For all you Finding Nemo fans out there.
For all you big fans out there. And so this tank, he said it's over 600,000 gallons. I think he said like 630,000
yes. yeah.
gallons.
Crazy. Yeah.
And so it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool.
Yeah.
Getting to see the, like the behind the scenes of where the divers go in, where mm-hmm. they feed them.
Yeah.
They had like a
separate little pool to acclimate. Like the new
mm-hmm.
arrivals or whatever, so they don't dump them straight in with all the other fish.
Yeah.
Which makes sense that mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to do that because, I mean, who knows what would happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
All the fish gang up on the one new fish,
mm-hmm.
like in a new school.
Right. So that yeah. was fun. And then you offered to bring the girls back yesterday.
I did.
And tell them.
Yep.
What was Nora's response?
So I was like, now that we have a membership, I'm like, let's go every mm-hmm. week for a while. Like, I'm good to go. I love the aquarium. I have since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I was expecting, you know, the same enthusiasm from Nora just because. And she goes, well, I don't know if I really want to go back yet because I remember everything that's there. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
Like, was that like, your well, one yeah. time?
Right. Like, one time we know what's going on. We don't need to go back. And I was like, well, yeah, but like, we have a membership so we can go anytime. And she was like, well, yeah, I kind of want to wait until I like don't really remember what's there anymore.
That's so
like,
funny.
That's going to be like a long time.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to go back before then. But it just threw me so off guard. Well, no,
right.
I remember everything already. So. Been there, done that. It was basically her
That is
response.
So funny. Because she has so much fun.
I know. She loves it. And she's been asking to go for so mm-hmm. long. And which this visit, she was like kind of charging through when we went this past week. She was like, all right, let's move on. Let's keep going.
That's true.
Let's keep walking. So I think, I don't know if she's just not in the... Not as into it as she used to be, or
yeah.
if well, it was just the one time.
I hate that for her because we've got a season pass. We're going to get our
we're
money's worth.
We're going to be going. Yep.
Yep.
Izzy's excitement will be enough for the both of them.
Yeah. Yep. And I need to share the funny thing I said tonight as we were leaving church. So oh. we had what we called Holy Spirit Night at our church because
mm-hmm.
we are in, and I am not going to take the time to explain this now. Mm-hmm. I'll try to remember to put a link in the episode description for those who are interested. But we have something called company emphases mm-hmm. at our church. 6 weeks at a time, we'll like let everything we do as a church be centered around one topic.
Yeah.
And there are 8 topics total that we basically just put all our time and energy and focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, right now we are in an emphasis on presence.
Yeah.
And so everything is about the Holy Spirit, presence of God. And so we had a night tonight at church called a Holy Spirit night. Come on out. We'll have some worship. We're going to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to see where the night goes.
Yeah.
We just want to
just let him move.
We just want to go encounter the Lord together.
Yeah.
And so we did that. It was great. And as we're leaving, I've got stuff in this arm and I've got stuff in both arms. And yeah. I'm just like, we're walking
out. You're ready to get out the
door. I'm ready to get out the door. It's already late.
Mm-hmm.
I know we need to film this podcast tonight.
Right.
We got to get the kids in bed. So I'm thinking I don't want to be up super late.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just in that, like, I'm in that mode of mm-hmm. like, get everyone out the door.
Yep.
You know, it's time to go. Some of our other friends were there and they also have 2 young girls and they were just kind of running around having fun, screaming, you know, just having a good time. No problem. And so they had run into the kitchen, which is near the door that we were leaving,
mm-hmm.
the back of the building. And I see you and you've got Ollie and I see Nora and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like classic Izzy. She disappeared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she probably saw the girls running around having fun. And so she's probably gone after them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she went to the kitchen. And so I yell into the building.
Yeah.
I yell, Izzy, where are you? We need to go. And I'm holding her.
Literally have her. You literally have her in your arms.
I'm holding her.
When you said that.
I can't laugh and not cough. Oh my gosh.
And when you said that, I like looked at you because I knew that you had Izzy in your arms.
Yeah. I had forgotten.
And then for a moment, I was like, wait. Am I imagining that Izzy's in his arms? Like, I was so confused.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was so funny.
I could not.
Ooh.
It was like that one of those things where like you've got your phone in your hand and you're like looking around, like, where's my phone? It was like that, but like 1,000 times worse.
Right, because it's a child. Because
I'm holding a big, heavy kid not in like, my arm.
Right. It's not like she's like in a carrier or like a baby that she's light and could be mistaken for like a backpack. Yeah. Like she's
basically she's 4 and I'm yelling for her.
Izzy,
assuming
come
that she's
on,
like
go.
Run off to go have fun right. as we're trying to get out the door.
And her face too was just like, what's going on?
Okay. Dad's losing it.
Why is Dad yelling at me?
So that was
funny.
Oh,
that was so funny. Well, hey, it's better that than like leaving her at church.
Yes. Better that I forget she's in my arm than forget that she was there
she's
at all.
With us.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's get into our topic.
All right.
I want to talk about something that we have talked about a little bit. I was kind of looking back and I realized we don't have any episodes that have been like dedicated solely to this topic.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I think we could probably spend 2, maybe 3 episodes talking about a few different facets of this. Because I think that we've come to find that this is like one of the most important things that we've learned about that have helped us develop like a healthy life.
Mm.
A healthy life, healthy relationships.
Absolutely.
And as we get into this, we're going to share what we think is probably one of the best questions that you can ask your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question that your kids may need to be asked every single day.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. And it's one that we keep in our tool belt, and I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps them to develop what we're going to be talking about, which is responsibility.
Yep.
I'm not going to give the question yet. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to keep listening.
You have to keep listening if you want to get it.
I feel like we're really good at doing that. Of like, oh, we'll talk about that next week. Or
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that right now.
I'm not going to say it right now. Please keep listening.
hook, line, and sinker, right?
Okay, so responsibility is, there's I think, a couple of different ways to think about responsibility. There is the classic way of thinking about responsibility, and I actually want to talk about this second, but I'll mention it now because I think this is how most people think about responsibility. Mm. People tend to think of responsibility in terms of taking ownership of the things that you ought to be responsible for.
Sure.
So taking your job seriously, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're a responsible person if you show up where you need to go and you're dependable, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
There's that, and that's true, but there is my favorite way of thinking about responsibility, which is that responsibility means having the ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that is not something that everybody has.
No.
And it's something that we are going to work really hard to make sure that our kids have.
Yes.
Because if you don't have that, you have irresponsibility, which we'll talk about this next week, comes in the form of victim mindset.
Mm-hmm. Which is and not fun.
The victim mindset is rampant in our culture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Mm-hmm. And not just in the world. In yeah. the church.
Oh, for
too.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
So much everywhere that, yeah, I don't want to say too much because I'm sure we'll talk about more
yeah
next week it's examples something, and stuff, but
it's something we need to talk about, and it's something that I think we need to confront. So I want to just consider the possibility that we may have some listeners that have developed a bit of a victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to do everything we can, if that's you, not to shame you, but to give you the tools to get the heck out of there,
right?
Because it will ruin your life.
Yeah. And I mean, how, just to like take the, if somebody is listening and thinking like, oh no, this is me, mm-hmm. like to take the scary away from that, like how do you think that we know how to get out of it? Because yeah. we were also in it.
For sure.
So it's not one of those things that it's like, let me tell all you victims how to not be a victim. You know, it's yep. we lived this. So yeah,
I have.
We understand, we have felt this, and now we don't. So we want to help you not feel it anymore.
Yeah. Like I have a few specific stories that come to mind,
mm-hmm.
where I was such a victim.
Yeah.
And it was just me being irresponsible,
mm-hmm.
and not taking ownership of yeah. my choices, my actions, yeah. and choosing to shift blame onto everybody else, mm-hmm. for the problems that I've created.
Yep.
But we can talk about that next week. So responsibility is having the ability to respond. The thing about life is pretty much out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
Life is filled with unforeseen circumstances, problems, difficulties, right. other people,
mm-hmm.
and their freedom to do whatever they're going to do.
Yep.
Even if it's not what you would have them do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just life. That's right. what life is made up of. And so we have to consider that pretty much everything in our lives is out of our control, except for one thing, which is just us.
Mm-hmm. We have the ability to control ourselves, and that's it.
Yes. Maybe
you can try
we should,
your best.
Maybe we should say we have the potential to control ourselves, because not even everybody has the ability to do that.
We should have the ability to control ourselves.
There's no potential to control all the external aspects of our lives.
Right.
We have the potential to control ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how Danny Silk says, he says, even on our best day, like just managing ourselves is enough.
Yeah.
And so there's no need to try to manage other people.
Right. Yes.
So just managing ourselves and controlling ourselves is mm-hmm. more than enough of a task for us to figure out
yep.
how to do.
Yeah, which I think that's probably everybody's least favorite thing to attempt, or person to attempt to control.
Sure.
A lot of times, because, I mean, how often do you see people trying to control everybody else around them?
Mm-hmm.
While taking no initiative in actually
yeah.
controlling themselves.
And
it's all the time.
Another thing to look forward to for next week.
Yeah.
But there are perceived benefits that come with the victim mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Perceived benefits. I put that in quotes.
Yeah.
They're not actual benefits in that they won't benefit your life the way you hope they will. But sure. there are aspects of developing a victim mentality that is tempting to people.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of what lures people into that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you'll just have to come back next week.
Yep.
If you want to hear about that.
Yep. So many things. We're actually going to talk about something today, but all these things we're leading up to talking about.
Well, it's hard because they're so intertwined.
Right.
Because it's just the opposite of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how life is out of our control. Mm-hmm. We have the potential to control ourselves. Should we take the opportunity to learn that? Learn mm-hmm. how to actually do that and what that means.
Yeah.
When we've taught this in the past, we have used the illustration where I would bring somebody up to the front and I would give them a hula hoop and I'd have a hula hoop and we'd both stand with the hula hoops around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, okay, everything that falls within your hula hoop is your job to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your hula hoop is your actions, your choices, your emotions, your time, your money.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in your hula hoop, I'm not interested in managing that for you.
Yeah.
Again, because I have all of that within my own hula hoop.
Right.
And that's more than enough for me to handle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my job to take responsibility for and manage my emotions, the choices I make, the mm-hmm. consequences that come, my time, my resources, my energy,
yep.
everything. Like you were saying before, people love to try to control other people
mm-hmm.
in that they try to get into other people's hula hoops.
Yeah.
And we'll give a few examples of how people do that. So one of the things, and we've experienced this, I'm sure we've done it. We try not to do this, especially now that we're aware of how this works.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that we're not married.
Yeah.
We're friends. And there's like a group of people. We've got mutual friends, and some of us are going out to eat on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, she's got kids, and you know, maybe financially, I don't think they're in. You know, they're in kind of a tight spot.
Yeah.
And so, usually, when we ask her to go hang out, usually she says no, and so we're just not going to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go out, and what happens in that scenario? Is I've reached into your hula hoop and what I've communicated passively to mm-hmm. you is, hey, I don't trust you to make good choices with yep. your own resources, with your money, your time, mm-hmm. With your kids.
Yep.
I don't trust you to do that. So I'm going to do that for you mm-hmm. by not even presenting you an option.
Right.
The option to go out with us.
Yep. You've taken away my choice in that
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I was going to invite you, but I didn't because of A, B, C.
Yeah.
And so now you're off the hook, which
yeah.
seems maybe like a kind gesture.
It yeah.
In a way.
Is
just to be like, well, you know, I didn't want to put that stress on you, or I didn't want to make you feel like you needed to, or, mm-hmm. you know, we've yeah. heard all these.
I didn't want you to feel pressured.
Yeah. We've
yeah.
have. Received all of these
all of them yeah
things you know sure. and probably like you said probably done it ourselves at some point
yeah
and it's just the worst
yeah
<It's> like why
well yeah because it I mean you find out that that you would have been invited had you been trusted to make your own choices
mm-hmm.
but you weren't trusted to make your own choices
yeah
that choice was made for you
right
on behalf of somebody else and what they thought was best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because maybe you would have gone, maybe you wouldn't have.
Right.
But either way, that feels like it's something that should have been up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless we didn't want you there. And
right.
then that's a different conversation.
Right. Yeah.
Totally different conversation.
Yes. That's fine.
That is fine. Like
yeah.
we don't expect everybody to invite us to everything.
No.
We know that's totally unrealistic.
Yeah.
And again, that also comes down to like, managing our own emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing people try to do.
Yep.
Is they try to make decisions for other people in an effort to manage their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and
keep them from feeling left out or upset yeah. or stressed that they want to be there, but they can't make it work or mm-hmm. whatever all the emotions are. Yeah. yeah. Which ends up feeling to people like a cop out almost. Like, well, I was going to invite you, but,
mm-hmm.
and then that just feels like, but were you going to invite me?
Yeah. yeah. Like, I would so much rather you'd never tell me that yeah. you were going to right. invite me.
Like, why are we even talking about this?
Either invite me or don't ever bring it up.
Yep.
That's how I feel about that. That's historically how we've kind of taught people, at least in like a classroom setting,
mm-hmm.
like what this looks like practically.
Yeah.
But going back to responsibility being the ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, life is filled with people and unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to control what other people do, for the rest of our lives, we are going to have opportunities to figure out how we're going to handle things that are difficult
mm.
when people do things that we don't like,
yeah.
that we wouldn't have had them do.
Mm-hmm.
People do things that are hurtful. People do things that are selfish.
Yeah.
And if I'm a responsible person and you do something that offends me, that hurts me,
mm-hmm.
I will have the ability to respond.
Yeah.
Because I understand that I am responsible for managing my emotions. I'm responsible for managing how I treat you,
mm-hmm.
for how I speak to you.
Yep.
I'm responsible for all those things. And if I take that responsibility seriously, I will be able to formulate my response in accordance, not with what you've done, mm-hmm. but with my vision for who I want to be yeah. and how I want to act.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people that take responsibility seriously are able to meet unkindness mm-hmm. with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have a vision for myself that I am a kind and patient and understanding person,
yeah.
I will be able to formulate responses even to things that are hurtful or mm-hmm. offensive.
Yeah.
I will be able to formulate a response in alignment with mm-hmm. who I want to be as a person.
Right. You're not allowing your circumstances to dictate what comes out of your mouth.
Right.
You have already made the decision, I'm going to respond this way.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what this person says to me, no matter how my day is going,
yep.
this is who I'm going to be, no matter what.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is who I want to be, and I'm going to work very hard to control my actions and my yeah. choices and my behavior and my emotions,
mm-hmm.
my time, my energy, everything. I'm going to try to control everything the best I can in an effort to help this vision become yeah. a reality.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you don't have responsibility, you don't have the ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the ability to respond to people and to problems and to circumstances, all you're left with is the ability to react.
Yep.
And a reaction, unlike a response, a reaction does not require thoughtfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require intentionality. It doesn't require that you have a vision for any aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
A reaction is simply, you've done something, and my whatever emotion I'm feeling is going to be the thing that drives
yeah.
whatever it is that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whatever like first pops into my mind, the first thought that I have is mm-hmm. going to be, that's going to be what comes out of my mouth.
Right.
I'm not going to have the thought process of, is this going to be a good thing that I say? Is this going to be helpful in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're yep. just reacting. It right. just comes out of your mouth without even a thought.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah. yeah.
And I was thinking about this earlier, that responsible people, they have emotions, but they are not controlled by their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They have emotions, but they take it seriously. The reality that it's my job to manage my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I have emotions. If you do something really hurtful or offensive, I may feel angry.
Yeah.
Because feeling angry isn't a problem.
No. Yeah.
The problem is when I don't know how to keep my anger in check mm-hmm. and I let my anger determine how I'm going to treat you.
Yes.
Whereas irresponsible people, they don't take that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They don't weigh how they feel versus how they're going to respond.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just, I'm angry. I'm going to let you experience mm-hmm. the full wrath of my anger.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you know that you made me feel this way.
And that is one of the hallmark qualities of irresponsible people.
Yeah.
They think that it is everybody else's job mm-hmm. to manage their emotions.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to keep my anger in check. I don't know how to respond to an unkind person with kindness.
Right.
So it's your job to make me kind mm-hmm. by being and doing exactly what I want you to be and do.
Yeah.
And when you don't do exactly what I want you to do and it makes me angry mm-hmm. and I lash out and I have this horrible reaction, it's your fault.
Yep.
And that's what irresponsibility looks like.
Right. You're the one who made me mm-hmm. react this way.
Yes.
You are the one who made me feel angry. And so now you are getting to experience the other end of my anger. And it's like, you know, people love to say, like, treat other people how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people mix that up. And instead of treating other people how they would like to be treated, they treat other people how they are being treated.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
That instead of, like you said, having that vision of who you want to be mm-hmm. as a person, you have the response. You are going to treat people with kindness, with gentleness, with love, regardless of how you're being treated.
Mm-hmm.
An irresponsible person is going to say, well, you were acting this way first.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing it right back at you.
Right.
And that is like, I mean, it's so prevalent in parenting.
Oh my gosh.
It's all the time.
All the time.
With our girls. Like, I feel like it, I don't know if this is true because we don't have multiple boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like, well, you might be able to speak to this more being a boy. But I feel like it's more common with girls of just, well, she made me do it. And yeah. Well, I only did this because she did this. And mm-hmm. like even today when I was cleaning, I had the girls with me and I all of a sudden from the other room hear Izzy go, ah, and like do her little scream that she mm-hmm. does when she gets mad.
Yep.
And so I walk in the room. I was like, hey, what's going on? And Nora instantly yep. pops in. Well, Izzy took this and so she made me mad and
yep.
so I did this and this and then Izzy was like, well, she took it so she made me, you know, mm-hmm. so she upset me. And it was just like constantly, she made me, she made me, she made me. And I was like, okay, hold on.
Yep.
I was like, everybody take a step back. And I asked Nora, who's in control of you? And she was like, me.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Izzy, I was like, who's in control of you? I am, you know,
yep.
And so they instantly remember like, oh, I'm controlling myself. And so I asked Nora after I asked that question, I was like, well, okay. So did Izzy make you? Cause I think in this instance she had hit Izzy because
mm-hmm.
Izzy took something from her. She snatched it out of her hand. And
sure.
So Nora smacked her. And so I was like, Nora, so did Izzy make you hit her? Did she physically take your hand and mm-hmm. smack her back? Like,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, no. I'm like, okay. And I was like, and Izzy, did Nora make you take this out of her hand? No. And so mm-hmm. I just like was reframing their mindsets. Like,
yeah.
neither of you can make the other one do anything
mm-hmm.
because you are in control of yourself.
Yep.
And, you know, they're both sitting there like,
yeah,
like, yeah. Mom,
let me be mad.
Yep, yeah, exactly. And you know, we always end up having good conversations around it, but I feel like it's just such a common, it's an everyday thing if you have kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like no matter what age, if they're living in the same house
mm-hmm.
and they're, you know, alive,
yep,
they're going to get mad at each other mm-hmm. at some point.
Yeah. Responsibility yep. is definitely a learned behavior, mm-hmm. a learned trait,
yeah.
maybe. And so let's talk about, and actually what you just mentioned, maybe we should talk about how there are multiple questions.
Yes.
So what you just mentioned has been one of the most helpful things mm-hmm. that we've done with them is we've asked the question, okay, who's in charge of you?
Yep.
We're in charge of them. Mm-hmm. And so they know the answer to that question is, if I'm asking that, you know, Nora will say, you and Mom are in charge.
Yeah.
And I say, yes, we're in charge, but who's in control of you?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, she'll say, I'm in control of me.
Yeah.
And again, that's just teaching her that, like, me and Mom, we are responsible for so many aspects of your life,
mm-hmm.
but we are not responsible for controlling you
yeah.
and how you act and how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been just so helpful,
yeah.
helping them make that connection, like you said,
mm-hmm.
between, like, their actions and their the consequences that come. And,
yep.
That's been really helpful.
Absolutely.
The other question that we love.
It's one of my favorites.
And it's not just for parenting. This is a question that you can ask anybody in your life
mm-hmm.
who is experiencing maybe a time of irresponsibility,
mm-hmm.
victim mindset maybe.
Yeah.
What do you want to do about that?
Mm-hmm.
Or what are you going to do about that?
Yes.
So we'll give a few examples. And actually, first I'll say that this goes back to, we'll go back to the hula hoop illustration.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I didn't mention that, and there's all kinds of stuff in our hula hoops. One of the things I did not mention is that our problems are in our hula hoops. Mm. In that if I have a problem and I am the owner of that problem, it's my responsibility to find a solution.
Yeah.
Part of that solution can look like asking you for help.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have a problem, that problem is not yours to solve.
Yeah.
It's mine to solve.
Mm-hmm.
So every problem has an owner. And the owner needs to figure out what to do about that.
Yeah, that's really good.
So with our kids, it's helping them understand that not every inconvenience, not every problem that they face
yeah.
is mine to figure out for them.
Uh-huh.
Because again, we want to raise responsible people.
Yeah.
We want them to take full responsibility for themselves and mm-hmm. everything in their hula hoops.
Yep.
And so sometimes they'll, you know, Nora will come to me usually with a whiny tone
mm-hmm.
and say something like, Dad, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And I'll say, oh, okay, what do you want to do about that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my way of letting her know, you're thirsty. That's your problem.
Yep.
Come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just because I'm not the owner of the problem does not mean that I am unwilling to be part of the solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just means that you've got the problem, so you are going to be involved in mm-hmm. finding a solution.
Right. We're not like, okay, what are you going to do about it? Figure it out. Bye. You know,
yeah.
it's not like
yeah.
we are completely eliminating ourselves
nope.
as parents from
we're
aiding
not.
In finding the solution.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to help. Like, especially with younger kids. Like, mm-hmm. Nora's 7. She can get her own water.
Yep.
You know, she's perfectly capable
yep.
of doing that. Izzy is like on the cusp of
yeah.
being able, like, if her water bottle's full, sure,
mm-hmm.
she can get it. But like with young kids,
mm-hmm.
we were like faster to like give the solution
mm-hmm.
because they just aren't capable
yep.
of actually finding the solution themselves. But as your kids get a little bit older and are more and more capable,
mm-hmm.
that's when I think this becomes just like the most beautiful.
Yeah. You can ask the question and then stand there
yeah.
silently
yep.
while they think
yes.
about what
exactly.
they want to do about it.
Yep.
So, yeah, like you said, with younger kids, and this is just like a very practical thing. Let's say Izzy, she's not quite 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if her water bottle's empty, she can't actually physically unscrew
right.
it. But yeah. she's still, you know, half the time she doesn't know where her water bottle is,
mm-hmm.
or so she'll come and say, I'm thirsty. And so I might say, oh, okay, what do you want to do about that?
Yep.
And again, that's just my way of saying, like, you need to be involved in this process.
Right.
And so at that point, I might throw out a couple options for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I might say, okay, well, what do you want to do about that? Do you want to get your water bottle, or do you want to get a cup from, you know, the cabinet, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just start practically just throwing out a few things
yeah.
and let her pick whichever solution sounds like the best for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and honestly, sometimes I might say, okay, well, how about you go look for your water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to go look for your water bottle or, yeah. you know? And so, again, it's letting our kids know you are the owner of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to help you, but I'm not going to solve all of your problems yeah. for you, because we can't afford to raise kids who don't believe that they have any problems.
Right.
Because again, if you grow up believing that every problem that you face is somebody else's fault and somebody mm-hmm. else's responsibility to solve, you are heading into victim mentality territory.
Yep.
And that's just not going to go well for anybody right. ever.
Good luck with that.
So we want our kids to understand, if you've got a problem, I'm here to help you,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to own that problem and find a solution.
Yep.
Izzy comes to me and says, Dad, I'm cold. Okay, what do you want to do about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so with something like that, you know, I may just pop the question and just stand there silently
yep.
and let her try to formulate some kind of solution.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't know what to do about it, I could throw out a couple options. Okay, well, you can go curl up under the blanket on the couch, or you can find a sweatshirt to put on, or... Yep. If you need help doing any of those things, let me know and I'd be glad to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to let me know which solution sounds like the best one
right.
for your problem of being cold right now.
Yeah. And it's such a great tool for empowering our kids too.
Yes.
Of just showing them like, hey, like you said, I'm here. I'm happy to help you if you need help. But also I want you to realize that you are capable of solving some of your own problems all on your own.
Yeah.
Without even needing me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not just trying to get out of helping them at right. all. It's trying to show them you can do this.
Yes.
Like you are able, you are big enough to do this. And that is like the best feeling to a kid.
Yeah.
Like the joy that Izzy gets from like, she's starting to want to help us make like breakfast in the morning.
Yep.
And she loves making eggs.
That's her specialty.
Loves it.
Yep.
And so like the joy that she gets from scrambling the eggs and yep. mixing it up for the 2 seconds that she does, you know, like she loves it. And so like you can see that whenever you give your kids these opportunities to solve their own problems, this like actual light bulb goes off in their head like, oh, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. I can solve problems. I'm old enough to do this now. And it's a great feeling for them, and it's a great feeling for you as a parent too, because one, you're able to do a little bit less
mm-hmm.
for your kids.
Yep.
And two, you see the growth in your children
mm-hmm.
of like just realizing that they are responsible humans who mm-hmm. can problem solve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's probably one of the best ways to put it, is that it's empowering your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best things you can do.
Yeah.
If you're in any form of leadership,
mm-hmm.
your focus needs to be empowering the people that you're leading.
Yes.
So if you're a parent, it's about empowering your kids
mm-hmm.
and they thrive on that.
Yes.
And something that I've heard Jordan Peterson talk about a lot is how there is a direct correlation between like having meaning and fulfillment in your life and having responsibility.
Hmm.
That people who lack responsibility are the same people who lack meaning and lack fulfillment.
Hmm.
There's a correlation there.
Yeah.
So when you empower your kids to become responsible people and to own everything that is theirs to manage,
mm-hmm.
you are setting them up for success in life.
Yeah.
As they get older, because one day they're going to be adults and they're not going to be in your house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want powerless victims who blame everybody and whine.
Right.
You want to raise creative problem solvers
mm-hmm.
who understand that they are fully capable
yeah.
of choosing the direction of the life that they want to build
mm-hmm.
and who they want to become.
Yeah.
And they have the ability and the power to make those choices and do that.
Right. Yeah. To make the choices and then take the steps
mm-hmm.
to make it happen, and not just waiting on everybody else to come in and save them and
right.
solve all their problems for yep. them.
Okay. I think this is a good place to end.
Cool.
So next week we'll talk about the flip side of this, mm-hmm. which we did all throughout this episode anyways, but we will
little sprinkles
focus
in there.
in and give some more definition mm-hmm. and we'll really outline not just what victim mentality is, but we'll talk about how to overcome that.
Great.
Okay.
Can't wait.
So if you are watching this on YouTube, would you do us a favor and like this video and subscribe? That is a small thing that helps in a really big way. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this on any other podcast platform, maybe it's Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening, if you have found any value in our content, would you please do us a favor and leave us a good review? Again, that is another very small thing that helps in a very big way.
Yep.
When you're trying to do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Once again, my name is Brian.
And I'm Katie.
And we're making history. We'll see you next time.